कुञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो।
For this morning devotees have taken Harinam initiation.
Anand Mohan Prabhu ki
jai! Michael, where is Michael? Here.
Manmohan.
Ki
Prabhu ki
jai!
One of the name of Krishna is Manmohan because it takes away heart of all devotees. So he is Manmohan. So Manmohan Das Prabhu Brahmachari ki
jai!
My lakhs and lakhs dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj. Also my lakhs and lakhs dandat pranam unto the lotus feet of my Sikhya Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Perhaps you know that I am serving Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj since 1946 or 7. When he came to meet our Gurudev in Calcutta. And also you know that they were very bosom friends each together, my Gurudev and Swamiji. In 1941, my Gurudev established Gauriya Vedanta Samiti. And he called his friend A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. He came and he helped my Gurudev in his preaching so much. Gurudev made him auditors of two magazines of periodicals, Bhagavat Patrika and Gauriya Patrika. Swamiji was a very good writer. That is why Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur told him to preach in Western countries and Eastern countries in English language. So, you know that taking sannyas in Mathura from our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, he took sannyas order there. I was like a priest, his friend, making his fire sacrifices and everything, giving danda. Also, when he became Sikh and he was to give up this world, he kindly called me. And you know that Kamal Krishna Swami, Brahmananda, Jayapataka, Bhavananda, Bhagwan Das, Hans Dut, so many, about 25 GBC members went to me, Mathura, and they called me. And he talked with me, and after that he never talked with anyone. Last talking. And after that in the night he left. He left this world and went to serve his holy master. He also told me, he gave me some services that you should go, you should come and help my disciples. He also told me that you with your own hand should give my samadhi and manage my last festival. So I did so all these things. So I have come only to take the feet dust of Swamiji in western country. Where he went, that is like a tirtha. Tirtha no, it's a
holy place.
Holy place. How quickly he reached our whole world. So many centers, so many devotees. I first came and went to Nagari center. I went to
Gita Nagari.
Gita Nagari. I also went to so many
Saranagati
and other places.
26
Saranagati.
How he preached, how he is lovely to his all disciples. He was a perfect holy master. He wrote so many books, you know, and those who took a glance of him, they become devotees. So, I'm giving my black dandavat in lotus feet. I think that I'm not so learned. I'm a very simple person, a devotee practicing bhakti yoga. But how wonderful it is that he called me, dragged me, and I'm preaching here and there. All are listening to me, all are inspired. I know that I'm not qualified, but they inspired my Gurudev and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I never thought that, oh, so many devotees will come and hear it. But I'm wondering. I know that learning is nothing. It takes some, it brings some false ego. I think that the school of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and the college of Haridas Thakur is more superior than lakhs and lakhs university of Oxford and
Cambridge
and other Harvard or anything. They cannot give anything. Those who have read in the school of Swamiji, I think they don't need to go to any university. And if anyone is going, it means they have no belief in Harinam or in their Guru. This is simple thing. Haridas Thakur never went to any college. So we should try to. I know that a cow lusts his calf. An ant lusts, a snake lusts his children. No need of going to any college. Krishna has given this thing to all. Only you will have to purify it. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it has been given that. Vishayate priti abe ache je amar same mata priti
charane
tumare tumar. Naturally we have some love and affection. If you have not any object of your love, then dog may be object. Any object will come. So why we should not make object, our object of love is Krishna. So if you will collect all the love and affection from worldly things, and one pointed you should use in the service of Krishna, this is our goal, this is our everything. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world taking the golden beauty and intrinsic mode of the Madhyadika. Only to sprinkle this love and affection to all. And to taste some desires, not to be. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily gave it to whole world through Kirtan Sankirtan. Also you know that Sankirtan, in Kali Yuga, Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. You know Yuga Dharma? What is Yuga Dharma? Religion of this Kali Yuga. Harinam Sankirtan. But Yuga Dharma can be started by Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu, he can do. But why he called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and he wanted to sprinkle whole world. What thing? Love and affection. The beauty of Srimati Radhika's love and affection to Krishna. This beauty. So it has been called Anarpitcharin Jirat Karniya Vatirna Kalu Samarpayitum Unnatojjala Sangsa Bhakti. The beauty of Radhika love, what is that? Rupa Goswami, moved. How he used to serve in his inner mood, like Rupa Manjari to Srimati Radhika. And this is called Rupanuguru Varga. A special mood of Srimati. Sri Rupa Goswami. So this was the object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For example, I told in morning a story of fruit seller, woman. She has no relation with Krishna. But yet, anyone who will come to Krishna, Krishna can taste their heart very easily. So Guru gives first relationship to Krishna. If a Guru fails to give this relationship to Krishna, then really he is not Guru. You know that there is very importance of this relationship. If there is no relation with Krishna, or Krishna cannot hear your crying, your calling, your chanting, nothing. So Guru gives any relation. There are five kinds of relations. Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhva. Five kinds of relations. Any of them, five, we are related to Krishna. But this relation is
forward
with Mahamaya. Because we have forgotten Krishna. But we have some relation. Pure Guru, qualified Guru, when he sees anyone, he sees that in his heart there is some relation with Krishna. For example, you can know that once Brahma was coming to Pushkar Kshetra. Pushkar is in India. He saw that there was a peach.
Sugar
thing. Sugar?
Hog.
He saw that there was a hog. Very fat, very healthy. And with that hog, there were so many seahogs. And so many children. Thousands of children.
Piglets.
And well, all were very happy. Brahma saw that hog and he saw, oh, he's, this is not hog. What is? Oh, he's in. He has offended his Gurudev and that is why he has become hog. If anyone will offend his qualified guru, or there is must be hog or more than that. So he became hog. Brahma told that you are not a hog, you are Indra. Come on with me and you should come to Swarga.
Heaven.
He refused. He told that here very easily, very tasteful preparations daily is available. And you know in India, international bathroom for them and also preparation daily because Indian person go to this international bathroom and it is available very easily. No need of marriage, no need of divorce, nothing. Oh, hundreds and thousands of wife are easily available there. And also a sea hog may have 20 sons at a time. So we are so happy, that told to Brahma. Brahma, they say, you are not realizing. So he sprinkled, he wanted to take him anyhow, and he told that, oh, if you are not coming, then he took one by one his all wife and killed. First he killed his all children. Then he told that, oh, very soon I will have so many children again. In a day I will have so many children. Then he took one after another his all wife and killed. Then, now you should come. He told that, oh, very easily I can collect so many wives. Then he sprinkled some water on him and then he realized that, oh, I am Indra. So, we are not this physical body, such thing. We are part and parcel of yourself. Supreme personality of Godhead. And that supreme personality is Krishna. And we are so. But we are part soul. Not realized soul. We are Krishna. So, a guru sees in him any relationship. And if Shraddha is there, to the desire to serve Krishna is there, then he gets this any relation what he realizes to his disciple. And with this relation, giving up all kinds of offenses, unwanted things, if you will chant, remember and hear the pastimes of Krishna, very easily Krishna can come in their heart. So in the morning I told something about a fruit seller. She has no relation, but she came to Krishna. And Krishna gets very easily Golok Vrindavan Dham. So if anyone has some relation, and with relation he is serving Krishna, then Krishna quickly comes in their heart. Like Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not father of anyone. He is not son of anyone. He has equal vision to all, Samadarshi. But if anyone wants that I should serve Krishna like mother or father, what becomes? Krishna becomes son. Like Yashoda and Nanda Baba, in their past birth life, they were Drona and Dhara. They were doing so much hard austerity. And when Brahma came, they told that what he won. Then they told, we want so much love and affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead, like as a son, we should have love and affection for him. So he told that Brahma,
it will be
in future. But you should know that Krishna, Nanda Baba and Yashoda are eternal father and mother of Krishna, not by any hard authorities or anything. That Drona Dhara are some jivas or manifestation of Nanda Baba. Now Krishna came in the womb of Maya Yashoda. In Bhagavatam, first it has been told that Krishna is son of Vasudev and Devaki, but partly, not fully. And again it has been written that Krishna is solely and fully son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So Krishna became some bigger one. And now he was so jolly and tricky. Naughty also. He has come to inspire prem and to test prem for all. I told in the morning that satang prasangam vidya samvidau bhavanta rit karana rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apavarga vatmani siddharati bhakti anukramishya. That, all the devotees, each other, hearing and telling the pastime of Krishna, and these are so much powerful and sweet that through this Harikatha, Krishna comes in the heart, through ears. And those who are hearing this pastime, doing pranam to the who is telling Harikatha, and those who are hearing, doing pranam. Also to the place, doing pranam. Also those who is organizing. So doing pranam to them, they can be anywhere. Thane sthitatan vang manobhir. They can be grihastha, they can be renounce order, sannyasi, brahmachari, anyone, if they are fearing like this. Very soon, Shraddha will come. I told the definition of Shraddha. What? To desire to serve Krishna. And then, this desire has some symptoms. And what? That eaten, cut in so many pieces, I cannot give up chanting Harinam or hearing Harinam. If one is chanting, reading books, doing archan, but he has no taste in Harikatha, in the pastimes of Krishna, all will be in vain. He will give up everything. But those who have so much love and affection and a strong belief and honor in Harikatha, they have some taste. Then a taste for chanting Harinam may come very soon. And then everything will be perfect. And if anyone has no taste in hearing Harikatha, the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, very soon they can give up all. It has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam, for dharma sunishchita punsat visvakase nukatha tuja notpadyati jatiratim samay evahi. So first samarnam, if a taste in Harikatha, pastimes of hearing, then everything, very soon he will develop. But those who have no association like this, not hearing, by reading books, by exercise of mental, intellectual, they cannot go up. So this is very essential, to be in the association any high class of person, devotee. So now Krishna has become some bigger one, and he is going with his friends in the houses of neighbors, all other
girls. More and more naughty.
Because my butter perhaps is not so tasteful. So from today I will milk my cows, very beautiful cows. And myself I will churn and make very sweet butter, and then I will give to my child. Then he will not go perhaps to other houses to stole makhan. But you should know two things, as my boy told. Krishna has two natures. One is called Aishwarya and other is called Madhurya. There are two kinds of pastimes of Krishna. One Aishwarya with opulence, and other opulence totally covered with sweetness. But Krishna always very powerful, and his supreme personality of Godhead, and he has so many opulence. So whether there is opulence or not, but his activities becomes like what?
An ordinary human boy.
Not like so much opulence.